Kenzie is in Poway. Good morning, Kenzie.
Good morning.
Kenzie has a sweet boyfriend of 6 months, or does she?
Yeah. Kenzie, would you go ahead and share what's making you wonder if you need to love or list this guy you started dating?
Okay, so I've been dating him for 6 months, and then a girl I work with knew him, and she showed me messages he sent her, and basically, like, he was messaging her on Instagram, and this was before we were dating, but they were kind of a lot. They were like, you're so sexy, you're perfect, when are you going to let me take you out on a date? And he did the same thing to, like, some of her friends. It just seems like he was after any woman he could get.
It seems like he was messaging every female he knew to see who'd bite.
Exactly.
He's not still doing this, right? I mean, this is before you guys met?
Yeah, this was before, like, he stopped. But it makes me feel like I took the guy that no one else wanted.
Now, did you find him that way by him messaging you?
No.
Well, yeah, but he wasn't, like, that direct. Like, it felt like a conversation.
So he wasn't saying things like the girl, I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. That's not fair. The girl who you work with, when she showed you the text, it was kind of like, wow, you're so hot. Wow, come on. When he was messaging you, they weren't like that at all.
No, we had an actual conversation and that turned into a thing.
Okay, so you're wondering, number one, did you take the guy that nobody wanted? Number two...
Wow, what a horrible thought.
I know. Number two, did he stop all that because he started a real relationship with you? Or number three, he has a real relationship with me, but is he still doing these messaging, right? I mean, did I hit all those questions right?
Yeah, he stopped sending the messages when we started dating.
So, you know, I think this warrants a sit-down conversation with him.
Kenzie, I'm hardly one to give out advice, but when you do have that conversation, if you do have that conversation, you might want to leave out, have I picked the one that nobody wanted? just throwing it out there. You know, Tammy brought up something that I think is very important. Maybe when you mentioned, Kenzie, that he had a real conversation with you, and that's when you guys kind of started dating, maybe, and this is just me speculating, but maybe he just figured, you know what? I like this person. Yeah. I don't want to mess around with, I think you're sexy, I think you're so hot, blah, 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 blah. Frankly, it's never worked, and maybe I like this person too much. Mm-hmm. Have you ever gone down that road?
I mean, I would love to think that I'm just so special, but now I don't know anymore.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, let's throw it out there and see what the KS1 loyal listeners think. 833-287-1037. What do you think Kenzie should do? Should she maybe just sit down with her boyfriend and say, hey, I know about these past messages. What's the deal? Should she just forget about it? Because that's not how they met, and they seem to have a real relationship. Should she love him or list him?
833-287-1037. Kenzie, would you mind hanging out so we can see what our KSON loyal listeners have to say? Maybe point you down the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. All right. Let's help Kenzie out. Is this a red flag or is this no big deal? Let's find out. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, love him or list him on KSON. Kenzie and Poway shared her boyfriend a dilemma with us.
I've been dating him for 6 months, and then a girl I work with, she showed me messages he sent her. Basically, like, and this was before we were dating, but they were kind of a lot. They were like, you're so sexy, you're perfect, when are you going to let me take you out on a date?
So now she needs your help. Should Kenzie love him or list him?
Jason and Vista, what is your take here?
Honestly, I just kind of feel she should love him. Why? Because, you know, one, if he's being straight up and honest with you and he's not doing it anymore, you know, you should just have an adult conversation with him. Just ask him, be like, hey, are you still doing this or aren't you? You know, and if he says, you know, no, take a man on his word until he proves you wrong.
Jessica, also in Vista, what do you think Kenzie should do?
Well, I think that it's more like, I don't think she's thinking of it the right way. If I were her, I'd be humiliated that he was messaging all these other women and that they all know that she's with him and she works with one of them. But the way that he's messaging these other women, they probably didn't hook up with them because he's just trying to hook up. Where it sounds like the way that he was talking to her is that he actually wanted something more serious with her.
Tasha and Ramona, what's your take on this?
If she wasn't receiving the same messages that her coworker was receiving and the other woman, I think he was wanting, how do I politely put this, a one-night kind of a date where he wanted a relationship with her. But I definitely agree with you. Sit down, have a conversation.
Cherokee and Oceanside, what do you think Kenzie should do here?
Hi. So whenever I was thinking about it, like putting everything together, from my own personal experience, I feel like it would be something that you would sit down and talk to them about. Because some people can change some, and maybe it is the fact of, like, he realized, I really do like this person, and so he wanted to change how he spoke so he could maybe actually have a chance, because seeing how he talked to the other person, even in my opinion, I don't think that would give much of a chance.
I love our advice. Everybody's been so helpful.
Yeah, let's hope it's helping Kenzie, who's been waiting around to hear what you had to say.
Well, Kenzie, maybe it's just a matter of he was fishing too much and now he doesn't need to go fishing anymore because he finally caught the perfect catch. I don't know. What do you think?
I think I just need to talk to him and get some clarity about why he was messaging girls stuff like that and just try to get perspective on where I fit in his life.
Is it any consolation to you whatsoever that he has stopped all this since he's met you and everything seems to be different, at least it seems to me, as far as what you've described, seems to be different the way he behaves towards you? Is that at all good?
It is, but I want to know that it's like he realized we had a real connection, and I want him to understand that, like, those messaging, like, that's not how you connect with people.
So you just want confirmation from him is what you're looking for, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Kenzie, are you at all afraid of the answer he might give?
Oh, absolutely. I don't have good taste.
Well, I think this is going to work out for you. I love the fact that he hasn't done this, and I'm going to go ahead and chalk this up to a dude being a dude, my opinion, and that, you know, when you're in that, you know, I don't know, you're thinking that maybe you have a chance, you're lonely, you're in a different mood, you know what I'm talking about, you might reach out and say things, I don't know. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. I love the fact that he hasn't done this since he's met you, and he seems to really, really like you, in my opinion at least, outside looking in. So hopefully you work it out. He'll give you the answer that you want, and you can continue this relationship because it sounds like you want to.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Kenzie, and good luck, and stay in touch with us, okay?
Okay, thank you.